Ukraine releases Kremlin polling intel as Russian drone strikes surge. Ukrainian President Zelensky declassified intercepted Kremlin intelligence, projecting that Putin's disapproval rating could reach 33% by September's State Duma elections, a significant escalation in information warfare tactics aimed at exposing Russian domestic vulnerability to both internal audiences and international partners. Putin offered a counter-narrative claiming strategic advantage, even as Ukraine reported reversing Russian territorial gains, illustrating the extent to which both sides are contesting perception as much as territory. Analysts suggested that if Russian internal polling genuinely reflects falling approval, Putin may calculate that he needs a decisive military result before domestic opposition becomes unmanageable, a dynamic that could drive further escalation rather than restraint. The tempo of Russian attacks appeared to support that assessment. Zelensky reported 1,920 drone strikes in a single week ahead of the G7 summit in Evian, France, a figure suggesting Russia is seeking to demonstrate strength precisely as Western leaders gather to discuss continued support for Ukraine. Russia's deployment of nuclear weapons in Belarus added a new layer of threat calculation to the conflict's Western flank, with Foreign Minister Lavrov describing the weapons during his Minsk visit as a shield against NATO. Germany responded with what would represent the most dramatic shift in its military posture since World War II, committing to build Europe's strongest army and hit a 5% GDP defense target, a level that would make German defense spending larger than most NATO countries' entire government budgets. Elsewhere in the international security picture, a Marine Corps F/A-18 crash near Mount Rainier sparked a wildfire and added to ongoing concerns about military aviation readiness, while the DR Congo Ebola outbreak reached 782 cases and spread to two additional health zones, a development with implications not only for regional stability, but for global supply chains of cobalt, a material essential to battery and electric vehicle production.